Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Raynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schott, and towards Sewell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon takes first base on ball four. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive towards first. Shealy catches it and steps on first to double up Spurgeon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Fuchter applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty takes first base on ball four. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty moves to third. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ma still scores. Davis moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Spurgeon moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Note hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Collins bunts towards third. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Falk hits a pop-up off the glove of Sewell, and into shallow left field. Falk reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Collins goes all the way around to score. Falk moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6 to nothing, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchter bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Spurgeon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship bunts in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Schock moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schock scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Carl Yaul now pitching. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yaul fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Blankenship covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheely hits a pop-up towards first. Node settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Note is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Note hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0 for 2 in the game. Feuchter hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yaul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yaul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yaul moves to third. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Falk throws the ball into Com, who tags Hendrick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Yaul scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Klugman now playing third base. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Node settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Com moves to second. 2 outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Ray Note is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Note hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill strikes out. 1 out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Collins is hit by the pitch. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-4 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Homer Summa pinch hits for Carl Yowell. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.